Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Congress, the House has passed a doomsday bill. There's been more news on the situation in Iraq, as well as the developments in North Korea. Also, the controversy of, the Pentagon should be able to cover up not just the coffins and the flag grave coffins, but the number of dead. Famous NFL football player who volunteered emotionally right after 9/11 to go to Afghanistan with his brother has been killed. And we've got wide open phones here on the broadcast. We're going to be continuing to take your calls and get your take, get your response to what's happening. But we just had a caller, an informed caller, still talking about, he said, well, they say we're handing things over to Iraq July 1st, June 30th, July 1st, but our troops are still going to be there. Look, it's an appointed government, and then they're going to appoint a government. So it's, I go appoint you to be the king, and then I tell you now appoint somebody else to be king, and we call this democracy. I mean, it's a fraud. I mean, democracy is fraudulent enough. You know, we're a constitutional republic, but we're not even giving them a democracy where they get to vote and have mob rule. We're giving them tyranny of appointed regional sub-district governors, the classic imperial model that's 3,000 years old. And so I've got to restate that. Also, there have been more editing of transcripts and news articles by the media to cover stuff up that's come out. We'll be getting into that. Space station gyroscope fails. Spacewalk needed. More on the coming draft. Barbara Bush, why should we hear about body bags? Why should I waste my beautiful mind? ABC News. That's on video. They have the video clip. She said that. And then now ABC News went and just edited it out. They have Sawyer asking her the question. And then the transcript says, no question. It just skips over it. See, that's the level of control. Bush amnesty plan producing huge increase of illegal aliens. It just gets worse and worse. China emerging as big RFID tracker chip player. Of course they are. And just a lot more coming up. Right now, though, let's go back to your calls. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. Now into hour number two. Let us now go ahead and speak with Linda. Linda, where are you calling us from?
Hi, Alex. From Wisconsin.
Welcome.
I listened to the program last night, and when they went off the air with the station I was listening to, I just did some channel surfing and found the fifth hour on another station in Kansas.
Now, for those that don't understand this, on Coast to Coast AM last night, they only do three, sometimes 4 hours live, and then they keep refeeding the show, you know, the first hour and the fourth and fifth hour sometimes. Last night, this is unprecedented, Nori went 5 hours with the panel, which, of course, I was on, and just an amazing broadcast.
Okay, Alex, if I could get to the point that I called.
Sure, go ahead.
Last night, I was hoping someone would call in and bring this up as I couldn't get through. And this would have been to all of you panelists that were on last night. The way President Bush has been pushing the monies, the funding for the International Space Station, I literally see where this is part of prophecy, where it talks about in Isaiah and in Revelation chapter 13, about this false prophet and this militaristic beast, this dictator ruling from the heavens, bringing down fire. Here we've got these laser beams and rockets that can be brought down from the heavens. And I think that's what Bush is doing. He's
and by the way,
ready for this.
By the way, 80%+ of space shuttle missions have been classified in its, 20-something year history. They've already got X-ray lasers, nuclear weapons in space. They admit it. I mean, this has all come out, and you're right. Tell you what, stay there. We'll talk about it when we get back.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with every a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, now 8 minutes and 30 seconds into the second hour of this global transmission against tyranny and defense of liberty. Wide open phones, a ton of other key news issues coming up. In fact, a BBC article, the world's overflowing oil reserves. Now, see, I look at actual oil finds. I've studied this. The peak oil story is a fraud put out by the oil companies, picked up by a lot of leftists that think they're exposing something. They want to create artificial scarcity. I'll get into that. I'd like to hear you talk about this NFL football player getting out of the NFL at his prime at 27, joining with his brother right after 9/11, and I mean, just the incredible honor of that, the duty of that, the selflessness, wanting to fight for this country. But he was totally conned. He was used. Again, the serial killers killed the people, then came and said, let's go get the bad guys, and this poor guy went with the serial killers, didn't know that they were the serial killers, and now they've helped kill him. Understand that? I mean, this is what disgusts me, is that the New World Order gets all their power by conning good people through compartmentalization. And they're selling good people that we got to stop the terrorists to defend America, give up the Bill of Rights, arrest those that disagree with the government. That's conservative. You know, that's being sold to the people right now. We'll go back to Linda here in just a second. She wanted to talk about space-based weapons, which is decades old and very important. and the power they have through this. But before we do that, I have launched PrisonPlanet.tv. That's PrisonPlanet.tv, as in television, PrisonPlanet.tv. And we've posted a bunch of my documentaries, a lot of the radio interviews. We're going to have a monthly newsletter on there. We're going to add a chat room to it for members only. And it was a slight oversight. I put one of my little special reports, the 53-minute long TV show I did on Tuesday, about 9/11, the latest developments, and about countering Brian Lamb and the C-SPAN hit piece. It's a really, every week, a new special report. Between 30 minutes to an hour long will be posted, not to mention all the other special reports. I mean, it's going to be great for 19 cents a day if you're a monthly subscriber, 15 cents a day if you're a yearly subscriber. But we're going to start, obviously, posting. Some of the files are posted in low bandwidth, some in high bandwidth. We're going to start posting them in broadband and in dial-up, because I told the folks putting the video I did Tuesday night live, and then we uploaded Wednesday, and then announced yesterday. I said I wanted the highest bandwidth possible, the highest quality. And with this new special report, even some people with cable modems are having trouble watching it. So we'll put we'll probably even have high, medium, and low. In fact, that's being uploaded right now, a medium bandwidth that dial-ups can even use. And there's a lot of other stuff you can watch on dial-up on there too. There's videos going back years on there. But hundreds of things are already on the site. It's going to be thousands in the next 6 months. Go to PrisonPlanet.tv and sign up today. You're going to get so much. And look, it's simple. I've now got three main servers and another server, so all total four. And we've gone from 8 million visitors a month 3 or 4 months ago to over 20 million visitors a month now, and it's only growing geometrically. But I think 1 out of 500,000 might buy something, which is fine with me. But the point is, I can't pay for it. When I get $4,000 a month bandwidth and server bills, so I did what everybody else has had to do. We're going to still offer free videos and all the news and the streaming audio. A lot of it's going to be free on the sites, but for the really high-quality videos and the special reports and all that members-only stuff, go to PrisonPlanet.tv and sign up. It's a certified site. Boy, it was like rocket science setting up a super secure server with all of the tests that are done by outside firms and looking at it and getting the secure certificate and dealing with the firewalls. I mean, it's fancy, top of the line, secure as it gets, out there. To go sign up at PrisonPlanet.tv, $5.95 a month, and it's, what is it, 54 something for a year, and it comes down to 19 cents a day. Now, I was late getting out of the house to go to the office this morning, and I been so busy. I'd had a cup of coffee 3 or 4 hours before. I wanted some more coffee because I got 2 hours sleep last night doing Coast to Coast AM for a record 5 hours, and I pulled into the gas station and got a coffee, and I was in such a hurry I had to go to the Rockefeller owned Exxon, and I think it was like $1.20 for a medium coffee. Folks, 19 cents a day. We've calculated it. This won't even pay the bills unless we just get massive numbers of signups. And even then, just the members will suck that much bandwidth if you actually use your membership every day. So it's just a supplement to help us keep expanding. So you not only get access to all this great information, and you'll be an exclusive inside member, as they say, and get to be pioneers of what we're doing and really aid us and help us. So again, please go to PrisonPlanet.tv and sign up today. Going back to Linda in Wisconsin. Linda, you're on the air. You wanted to talk about space-based weapons and how it's in Revelation, and it certainly is. It's incredible what's in there. They have radiation beams that are the equivalent of what a neutron bomb does, but it's focused. And on a clear day, and I've seen the scientific reports on this, as you're walking down the street, they can aim at you and radiate you to whatever level they wish, where you die an hour later, But then that leaves burns. They'd rather just dose you, and then later you die of cancer, you know, a few months later. I mean, that's the type of weapons they have. They have particle beams that can fry you as you walk down the street, or that can fry other satellites. They've got missiles in space. They've already built these covert platforms that astronomers have looked at and photographed. So, yeah, it is Star Wars. The Bohemian Grove, and this is University of California at Berkeley, who's kind of the mouthpiece of the Grove, the Bohemian Grove occult encampment where all these world leaders go, Linda, they have bragged that they hatched the Manhattan Project there for the A-bomb, that they hatched Star Wars. After they saw the film in 1979, they hatched a call to the space-based weapons program, Star Wars is a gimmick. And Ronald Reagan even bragged about that at the Grove. I'm not attacking Ronald Reagan. He said he didn't like it. Richard Nixon said he hated it, having to go. Said things we can't mention on air about it. We've heard the clips here, though. But edited clips. You know, that's just what's going on here. Linda, does that answer your question?
Well, partly, yes. And just the statement from out of the scriptures where it says, who can fight against the beast? And you're right. If you've got your headquarters in outer space and you're the false prophet in this militaristic beast, and you're beaming down these beams of fire and destruction upon us down here on the earth, this is the fulfilling of these prophecies. And I think the big conspiracy here, where people like Linda Howell and Steve Quayle get sidetracked, is the conspiracy of the aliens is a conspiracy that our government has put out, that we're going to be attacked by aliens. The aliens are the government. That is the aliens, Alex. There are no little three-foot grays with three fingers.
What you're saying is that they're alien to freedom, but they're humans, yes.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, look, ma'am, I don't get into things I can't prove.
Right.
That's why I stick to the facts, and I don't talk about that. I mean, Steve clearly goes to the Bible, where it does describe fallen angels manipulating our DNA and fiery discs flying around, and certainly something's going on.
But until they
land in my backyard,
right.
I'm not going to talk about it.
Angels cannot procreate. There's your answer,
okay,
right there.
Okay. Well, angels, I mean, I've actually, okay, ma'am. I actually, since you bring this up, and I don't get into this on the show,
right?
In Ezekiel, in Genesis. In there, it does talk about, these
fallen angels.
Yes, these Nephilim, seeing the daughters of men, mm-hmm. finding them attractive, corrupting their seed. I mean, that's in the Bible. Yeah. So what do you think that is?
I think that is actually a mistranslation. It's just referring to the sons of God who had fallen, and they had taken upon themselves, they went into the caves with other men's wives, and they committed adultery, etc., etc.
Okay, well, I think that's reasonable.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call. But see, I don't even bring it up. I don't even talk about it. I stick to bills and articles, you know, legislation, because stuff I'm talking about is crazy enough. The police helicopters have had FEMA for 7 years, have been mounting stuff that looks through your walls. I mean, that's mainstream. People can't believe it. The bills to introduce the draft have been out for 2 years, 2+ years now. I keep saying 2 years. 2 years has passed. Almost 2.5 years now. Time's flying. We're in 2004. Can you believe that? They introduced bills right for 9/11. And still, oh, I heard that rumor you were talking about, Alex. I got the bills right here. I got the Associated Press talking about it 2 days ago. I mean, they're discussing it. They're pushing it. And people can't believe that. I mean, they can't believe a draft when it's introduced. So, I'm going to stay away from that, but I'll take any opportunity I can to get on air and talk about the real issues, and that's what I've been doing. And you know, it's interesting stuff. People like to talk about it. I mean, it's clear why people get into it, but I just stick to what I can document. Okay, Kevin and Regina and Radim and Tom and others, your calls are up next. I'll try to go to your calls. Bam, bam, bam. A little bit quicker. We've done a good job, though. We've taken a lot of calls so far, but we'll take a lot more. In fact, I feel news blitzes and call blitzes coming up. Just so be ready. In fact, you're all going to get about a minute. Just bam, bam, bam. When we get back and a ton of news, stay with us. A lot more broadcast coming up.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Who says MREs are only for emergencies? Certainly not the Long Life Food Depot. The Long Life Food Depot, with over 20 years of continuous service, has been a primary supplier of MREs to hikers, campers, and hunters, as well as FEMA and the Red Cross. Imagine hot turkey and potatoes, beef teriyaki, or cheese tortellini, followed by peaches, mixed fruit, or pineapple for dessert. Just a few of the many selections. Visit www.longlifefood.com for a complete menu. Both FEMA and the Red Cross have suggested having food stored in case of disaster. The Long Life Food Depot was recently mentioned in a USA Today article on the very subject of emergency preparations. It makes sense to be prepared, and Long Life Food Depot makes it easy. Long-term storable MREs make for convenience when camping, hiking, or canoeing. No fires allowed, hot meals still are. Call the Long Life Food Depot toll-free at 800-601-2833. That's 1-800-601-2833, or visit longlifefood.com. The Long Life Food Depot offers free shipping via UPS Ground on every order. Don't wait. Call the Long Life Food Depot today.
Be a part of the new gold rush. You know, for thousands of years, the one true valuable commodity has always been gold. It still is. Gold and other precious metals have continued to grow in value over the years. You know the old saying, good as gold? Well, there's a valuable lesson in that expression. Protect yourself in these uncertain times. With the stock market on the skids, and really, nowhere to put your money that makes a lot of sense, it's time to invest in a little wealth insurance. And that's gold, silver, and other rare and valuable coins and precious metals. Call this toll-free number for your free investing in precious metals kit. That's 1-800-686-2237. For the complete story, the highest quality precious metals, call Midas Resources. In business over 10 years, make the call and see why the ultra-rich invest in gold and other precious metals. We'll rush you the free information. Call today, 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, my name is Sandra. I'm taking the collagenate from Vim and Vigor. I've lost 20 pounds. I have much better energy, and my sleep is better.
Hi, my name is Marcia. I've been taking Vim and Vigor. It has done tremendous help for the bursitis in my thumb, and I've also lost 35 pounds.
Hi, I'm Ron. I'm taking collagenate from Vim and Vigor, and I have taken 20 pounds off and 6 inches off my waist. It works.
What are you waiting for? Take charge and lose that unwanted fat with Vim and Vigor's collagenate. Collagenate is different than the other stuff. Vim and Vigor's collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, which means a leaner, healthier you. Call Vim and Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. And get $25 off a 3-month supply of collagenate. Lose fat, get toned, and enjoy the many anti-aging benefits of Vim and Vigor's collagenate. That's 1-800-622-8446. 1-800-622-8446. Call today.
I got a star on my car and one on my chest. A gun on my hip.
All right, my friends, Alex Jones here back live, about to go to your calls. Then coming up before this hour ends, the world's overflowing oil reserves from the BBC. But the oil companies would like us to believe that there's no oil left, and they got to jack up the prices, and they're using some of their leftist arms to put out this info of this, that there's no oil left. We'll also get back into the suspicious explosions in North Korea yesterday and what's been developing since then. Right now, let's go ahead and go to Kevin in Boston. Kevin, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. What a blessing the truth is, and what a blessing you are for bringing it to us. Some quick comments on today's topic. Prison Planet TV, I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to sign up for that. Peak Oil comments later. The real Mr. X, Donald Sutherland character out of the JFK film, Fletcher Prouty. You can see his commentary on oil at www.prouty.org. He talked about the plant. You know, he was at the base, McMurdo Naval Base, and small nuclear plants worked well. They build them big to fail on purpose to make them look that they're inefficient. A quote of his commentary, the oil men have always wanted a monopoly control, and with it they want to charge as much money as they can for every gallon of gasoline. With this, they gross hundreds of billions of dollars per year. They want us to believe that our present rate of oil consumption will have possibly 20 to 30 years left. He died in June of 2001, and he was Kennedy's top Pentagon man. He had presidential morning clearance brief.
I mean, I have the actual numbers on the oil, and just like the globalists use the well-meaning left to kill the nuclear industry in this country and to build these big behemoths that don't work, it's the same thing here. And small nuclear power plants are very safe, are very good, but instead they'll tell us, oh, we can't have those, and then run around spraying depleted uranium everywhere in warfare, which is deadly. You know, they'll put you in jail for dumping motor oil in your backyard, but they want to dump 5 million gallons of mixed VX into the Delaware River. That's the Associated Press. I mean, it's craziness. Thanks for the call. I agree with you, Kevin, and we'll get into that coming up. Regina in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Regina.
Hi, Alex. I had to get in today. I heard you did a good job last night, as usual. Thank the Lord and for all your good work. This H.R. 2844... I just wanted to go over this. This is the continuity of government bill that passed yesterday. That was supported by Ron Paul. And, you know, he very much just didn't support the Patriot Act. And the way it's set up, I did talk to his office during the time that after the national emergency, they will deal with the quorum of surviving members until an election is held.
Well, now, the CFR wrote a bill that I have in front of me that would have the president and the governors appointing them.
Right, that one, that was in opposition. See, this
I understand, so he had to vote for the lesser of two evils on this, but I looked at the bill, the new bill, and, yeah, they'll deal with the, quote, surviving quorum, but then there's also some language about it. There's a further emergency. The president and the governors can do something with the quorum. It's all very fishy, but it's certainly better than a constitutional convention to rewrite the whole thing.
Well, you might want to call his office, because when I talked to his office, they said the elections will be in 45 days. They're not allowed to appoint.
No, that is in there. There are elections, but during the then again, they can also stage those elections, and they can have designates from the districts that were affected who will be there with voting rights, unless I was misreading this.
Well, I think the Senate is able to do that because, you know, this doesn't work for the Senate.
Well, that's what I was going to add is that, and let me be honest, I had 2 hours sleep last night. I just got this story this morning and literally scanned over it very quickly, so
well,
I could be
mistaken. You might want to try to call his office, and you know what I was told was a quorum of surviving members will be in charge until elections are held.
Well, it's certainly better, Regina, than the CFR bill. Let's take another call. Thank you. Radkin in Vermont. Go ahead.
Radkin. Alex, you're the best. Listening to any other controlled media news, it's just... You see through the lies and the hypocrisy. Once one listens to your show and Joyce and Dave, can you give? I've not heard, and I was curious about your assessment of that website, letsroll911.org, and like on your 911 Road to Tyranny. I replayed that. This was a long time ago. The plane flying into trade towers. Now that was from a different view. But how is it that that escaped all of us? You know,
sir, it didn't, and I have addressed this, and Paul Watson has posted it on PrisonPlanet.tv, and it's on Infowars.com, too. In his book, written a year ago, published almost 9 months ago, Order Out of Chaos, Elite-Sponsored Terror in the New World Order, that's in the chapter, the plane, the weird pod, the apparent missile shooting out, and we didn't even really break it. Others had pointed it out. It's just now getting attention, but we have an even more detailed report on the website right now about this.
On Prison Planet.
Yes, sir.
Thank you so very much, Alex. I'm computer illiterate and I lived off the grid for 20 years, so I'm trying to catch up fast.
Well, it sounds like you're doing it. Thank you. We'll be back with more calls and more news. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
All across America, people are using the sun and wind to create enough energy to power their homes. For over 18 years, these people have trusted Sunelco to help them on the road to energy independence. Sunelco has systems to meet every need and budget. Complete home systems using solar, wind, hydroelectric, or hydrogen fuel cells. With the rise in the cost of electricity, it makes sense to add renewable energy to your home or business. Many states offer cash rebates and tax breaks to those with renewable energy systems. It's easy. Many of Sunelco's systems come packaged for easy installation by the homeowner. Sunelco has a 106-page renewable energy planning guide and catalog available for only $5, containing a detailed study to help anyone understand the how and why of renewable energy. May just be the best investment you've ever made. Call Sunelco today at 1-800-338-6844. That's 800-338-6844, or visit them online at sunelco.com.
What kind of gift can you give to someone who has everything? Are you running out of ideas? Out of time? How can you surprise your loved ones with a gift they'll never expect? Well, think of a song written especially for them, and all you have to do is go to www.songsforever.com and provide us all the information about that special someone. Interesting facts, unique things about him, and all you can think of. Songsforever.com will use that information brought to us by you to compose a unique song with original lyrics inspired by everything you've told us. Just listen. Birthday coming soon? Anniversary? Wedding perhaps? Mother's Day's coming up? Just go to www.songsforever.com. That's www.songsforever.com.
Toll-free number to join us. We've still got about an hour and 25 minutes left in this transmission, this Friday broadcast. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Coming up, I'm going, in fact, right now, here in just a few minutes, I'm going to get into sovereignty for Iraq. Interim government will be limited. Well, they've said that from the start. The world's overflowing oil reserves, from the BBC, contrary to the propaganda being covertly put out via the oil companies through some of the phony environmental groups. It's how they work. You look at who sponsors all these environmental groups. It's Dutch Oil, Shell, and all the rest of them. Also, dead at Dover, photos hit internet. Controversy over showing Iraq casualties intensifies. The hundreds of photos capturing flag-draped caskets carrying dead soldiers from Iraq have hit the internet. The Pentagon has moved to block any and all images of the dead arriving at Dover Air Force Base in Delaware, home of the Defense Department's largest mortuary. But in the internet era, information and images flow without respect to government decree. So, again, I'll get to all that here in just a moment, and then, of course, back to all of you that are patiently holding. But before we do that, I wanted to bring Jim Shepherd back up on the broadcast. You know, Jim is a huge supporter of this broadcast, of this show. He is the sponsor who pays for our global shortwave outreach that is truly a service to the planet on WWCR, 94.75 during the day, 32.10 at night from 9 to midnight Central. And he's also really, you know, out there alerting us to great people that are helping get us prepared. And, Jim, I want to get a little bit into Big Berkey here for a minute or two, but also a great new organization that's got a long track record of helping people. Tell us about these fine folks.
Well, Alex, as you probably know, the two most important things that you can have on hand for any kind of emergency, it can just be a job loss where you don't have money to go to the grocery store for a period of time. And, you know, historically, people stored up things during the good times to help weather the bad times. And water is absolutely essential. And the second thing is food. You know, if you've got a family, you know, you personally might be able to go on a fast for 2-3 days or 5 days. But during an emergency, you've got enough on your mind that you don't want to be worried about the bare essentials. That's your food and your water. Ready Reserve.
Well, if people spend, you know, tens of thousands of dollars on life insurance, why not spend a few hundred, a few thousand dollars on properly contained, packaged, healthy, storable food that's in the closet or in the garage or in the attic that's ready if you need it? When they're saying get ready for breakdown of society, biological, chemical attacks, this is a very fragile system. During the Depression, people got hungry. And I'm not saying any of this is going to happen, but I have in my garage a six-month supply of storable foods. I believe in this, Jim, and people need to take action. How do they do it?
Well, and I just want to bring up the point that I think you make a very good point with respect to insurance. You know, this is really better than insurance because insurance, you pay out a premium, you know, in case your house burns down. If it doesn't burn down, you pay it out again the next year. And at the end of the road, you really don't have anything for all that money you laid out.
And storable foods have really advanced and gotten more high quality, and the high quality stuff we're talking about is pretty tasty.
That's right. And this is an insurance that you buy once, it's always with you, and then, hey, if you don't need it down the road, you can always open it up and use it. You have something for your money.
And it lasts for 10 years. Tell folks about it, Jim.
Okay, well, Ready Reserves is the oldest continuous operating storable foods company. You may recall that during Y2K, we had all these companies that came up. They were around for a year and they disappeared. And that's really not the kind of company that you want to do business with. You want to have a company that has a long track record. In fact, they've gained a reputation of having virtually the finest food. They nitrogen pack it, and that just vastly extends the shelf life on it. The nice thing about this storable food is that it doesn't need any refrigeration. It's compact. You can fit it under a bed if you're, you know, living in an apartment. And Ready Reserve Foods can customize a particular program for you, but right now they're running a terrific special. And it's one of the best specials I've seen. You may recall back in the 1998, 1999, there was a six-month wait if you ordered storable foods. And, you know, you really don't want to wait for an emergency, and when there's specials, you really want to grab them up. They have a three-month supply of food, and that's normally a $500 package for $249. In other words, it's half price. And that's one of the best specials that I have seen for a long, long time.
It is, but let me add this final point. We'll give the number out for folks. The government hoards, stores, food, guns, water filters, bunkers, but then puts out news reports where we're kooks if we do it. No, my responsibility is to protect and provide for my family as a man or as a woman. And that's what I intend to do, and that's what I've done, and everybody else should do it, Jim. Give people the number for Ready Reserve Foods. We also have a link on InfoWars.com at the bottom of the main page to Ready Reserve Foods. Again, the oldest continual company in the country doing this, and we're honored to have them as a supporter of the international and some of the domestic outreach. How do people call? How do they take action?
They can call Ready Reserves at 800-453-2202. Again, that's 800-453-2202. You can also go to the website at readyreservefoods.com. And for folks that have never prepared, never thought much about it, you can call them up and ask them for their free emergency preparedness checklist, and that will help you familiarize yourself with some of the things that you're going to want to have around, you know, if there is an emergency.
800-453-2202. And my last comment is this, Jim. I can skin a buck, I can run a truck line, and a country boy can survive. You know, that's the Hank Williams yep. Jr. song.
Yeah.
And you know, people make fun of that. It's good to go get your hamburger out of the window, good to get your chicken out of the window, you know, that was tortured throughout its life. But I'm bad because I'll go out and shoot a deer at 600 yards with my 308 Remington 700. I mean, that's what we should all be learning to do. They want us to be these domesticated idiots. I mean, during the Depression, people knew how to cut wood, knew how to go out and literally, folks, you know, shoot a squirrel or a possum. And I had family during the Depression, you know, land rich, money poor, that literally it was rabbits, possums, whatever they could get out there on the ranch, on the farm in East Texas. And today we have a Depression. The numbers are much worse. Imagine what these yuppies will do overnight. They don't know how to do anything. Okay, and we're losing these skills, so at least get some storable foods. 800-453-2202. Jim, thanks for coming on.
Always a pleasure, Alex.
You bet. Take care. I appreciate folks holding through that because it is important. Okay, let me hit some of this news, and then I promise, and I want to go quickly. We'll go to Tom and Jay and Ann and many others that are holding, so just stay right there. Let me go ahead first and get into peak oil. Now, what is peak oil? The Russians have been promoting this, and the big oil companies covertly, and we've caught them, fund the Nature Conservancy, Sierra Club, Greenpeace. They fund, I mean, this is admitted even in their own magazines, but they fund some of the policy groups, universities coming out with fake numbers. There is enough oil, conservatively, to run the U.S. for 50 years in Alaska, some say 100 years. And that's just the oil. There's also natural gas that cars can run on. Coal oil's great. I mean, it goes on and on. They can use just so many things. There's enough clean-burning coal to power all of our electrical needs with a 5% increase every year for over 1,000 years in Utah alone. Now, that's the government's own numbers. But, of course, the UN, under a biosphere agreement with Clinton in 98, locked all that up. Remember that? In Utah. So this is what's going on. Now, they found giant oil reserves in Afghanistan, Tajikistan, Uzbekistan. They think from the seismic testings they've done and the provable oil they found that there is enough oil in just Afghanistan, more oil than what is in Saudi Arabia. I mean, are you starting to get this? The problem is the globalists, so much oil has been found. There's masses of oil in Russia. Masses of oil in the ocean. So the big banks are actually promoting not drilling off the coast of Florida. The big banks who own the big oil companies are actually promoting all of this. They're locking it all up so you can't get to it. There's clean ways to get it. So it's about artificial scarcity. The De Beers family, or the De Beers is the company name, the Oppenheimer family, admittedly have a world diamond monopoly. It's even been on PBS. They have a warehouse in France, and they also have one in Holland, and it showed this warehouse full of crates of diamonds. I mean, you can swim in them, you know, roll in them. Diamonds in Africa and Australia, I mean, they got mines where just masses of them come out. I mean, every month they're finding some, you know, 70, 50-carat diamond. And then Africans on the Gold Coast started taking over their own countries, getting some of their own diamonds, little hand-dug things. That cut into their monopoly just a little bit, just that trickle. So suddenly they bragged, oh, we got to call them conflict diamonds, send in the UN, send in the French, the U.S., the British, to do this. So it's artificial scarcity. And so that's what they're doing with the oil. We are bathed in oil. Oh, they're going to tell you there's no oil, and you're going to end up paying $6 a gallon by the time they're done with you in a decade. And you heard about, you heard the caller mention one of the top people in the Kennedy administration before he died a few years ago saying it's all a big fraud, it's a scam, I saw it in the 70s and 60s. This has been a plan all along. Look, the UN about 6 years ago, I started seeing policy reports, they said, there's no water, we've got to tell everybody there's no water, to jack up the prices on water. And then suddenly, there's no fresh water, there's a crisis, we've got to increase your prices for it. This is what they do. It's artificial scarcity. And so now they're going to boost the prices on water. The world is overflowing oil reserves. The world's overflowing oil reserves. BBC came out yesterday. Ever far from newsworthy, such is the overriding economic and political importance, the spotlight has returned as harsh as ever. The price of benchmark U.S. light sweet crude recently reached its highest level for 13 years, and the cartel of petroleum exporting nations, OPEC, maintained its decision to cut production, potentially fueling yet more crises. Again, it's not the Arabs. They get about 20% of the money. They follow the British orders. Add increasing violence in Iraq, delaying its return to full oil production. That's what it was all about. I said, you watch. It isn't about getting the oil out. It's about not getting it out. People, come on. They got all the oil in Alaska, won't let us have it. And it's understandable that oil analysts have been getting the jitters. Not to forget President George W. Bush, who in an election year really does not want to see car-loving Americans, that's garbage, moaning about high gasoline prices. Oh, no, his whole cabinet's oil companies making record profits, which has risen as a consequence. As oil giant Shell already admitted twice this year that it has overestimated its own oil reserves. But looking behind the politics and other resources for the upward pressure of prices, such as historical low oil and petrol stockpiles in the U.S., just how much oil is left under the surface of the planet. Technology advances. Loads are more than 1,000 billion gallons of proven, we know for sure, reserves, to be precise, up to 40 years' worth. And that's still yet to be discovered. And the figure and time scale is much still higher. Yet before you go out and buy your own oil-fueling power station, see, they mix it all together, there are two small cautioning factors. Firstly, the world is consuming oil as fast as it can get its hands on it, 75 million barrels a day, rising to 120 million barrels by 2030, according to the International Energy Agency. And secondarily, will it be economically viable for technically possible to get our hands on all that remaining oil? Bruce Evers, oil analyst at Investec Bank, says trying to determine how many more decades of oil the world can enjoy is like asking the question, how long is a piece of string? And it goes on. New reserves, and over the next decade or so, even better technologies will no doubt come forward. For example, engineers can now take 3D or even 4D seismic images to stretch existing reserves and the aid finding of new ones. Obviously, the future depends on continuing demand for oil, but there are a number of newly developing fields around the world, such as Azerbaijan, Russia, and Angola, Mr. Evans said. Oil remains pretty popular. And then it goes into just all the new massive reserves that have been found. Okay, thank you for holding. I really appreciate it. Let's go quickly to calls. Tom in Florida, go ahead.
Alex, how are you doing today?
Good, sir.
Appreciate you very much. Tell you what we did. Went to Prison TV yesterday and signed up. We're putting a computer in our office. I'm a dentist down here. We're going to run your videos in our front room. One of the things I wanted to talk about today, you talked about president of Taiwan and the assassination attempt, was it Chen Shui-bian?
Yes.
In the March-April 2004 edition of Foreign Affairs, I'm 53. I always grew up believing Taiwan's an independent nation. I'm wrong. In April, it said that we pledged to do whatever we could to help Taiwan. Now, that's Bush's. That's what Bush said to the media. But if you look in here, In Trouble in Taiwan by Michael Schwein.
Well, they refused to even sell him weapons.
Yeah, on page 45, he said in 1970, China pledged that it would seek a peaceful solution to the Taiwan issue in exchange for a U.S. commitment not to challenge and, by implication, not to undermine a one-China position. And it says also the Taiwanese government concurred and understood that the island was part of China. And it goes on to say back here in the back in the very last here, it says, most importantly, it would negate the past sources of Taiwanese sovereignty, which, according to the existing constitution of Taiwan, resides with the people of China. So the existing constitution of Taiwan says within it that its sovereignty resides with the people of China.
I should have pointed this out. That's why they get so mad when the president of Taiwan says, we're going to declare independence. People go, well, why do you have to declare independence? You already had it. No, because of that scam they ran.
The best part is like you say, we're your friends. We're going to take care of you. Yeah, they're going to turn you right over to the communist Chinese, and they're not going to defend you, and they're going to give your country away. And it doesn't matter if you want democracy. To heck with you. You're going to do what we tell you to do. Unbelievable.
Well, that's it. And what do you think about North Korea? Kim Jong-il in some secret meeting, Cheney there at the same time. He comes back into North Korea, and there's a giant explosion. I mean, who knows if he's even really still alive because they cut all the international phone lines.
Absolutely. You know, he's always been known to be a little bit mentally unstable.
Well, he had Japanese film stars kidnapped and taken to his pleasure palace. He's a complete psychopath.
Complete psychopath. We'd be better off without him, but who are they going to replace him with?
Well, the point is, we're trying to knock him off. The lunatic could fire Taipong Dong 2 missiles at us, or the globalist could nuke a city and claim he did it, go into World War III.
Well, you know, it's like, what was it, about 6 months ago, and Bush was talking about, oh, we're going to build this big missile defense system in Alaska. Sports fans, if they're talking about that, it's already done. And it would be very easy for us to nuke one of our cities with a small nuke or like a small nuke they did at Bali, and then say, oh, look what Kim Jong-il did. Let's go over and invade their country, too.
And then imagine the hysteria and the police state power they'd get out of that. And if you don't think the globalists are ruthless, you've got another thing coming. Thanks for the call and thanks for your support. Jay, Ann, and others, your calls are coming up when we get back. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order. Or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
PrisonPlanet.tv, new website we launched. It's a great site. Check it out, PrisonPlanet.tv. Let's go to your calls quickly as we go into the third hour. More of the important news and your calls as well. A lot coming up the third hour. Stay with us. Let's go ahead and go to Jay. Jay, where are you calling us from?
Colorado, Alex.
Welcome.
I appreciate it. Two quick questions before I get to my point. I missed the broadcast last night. Will that be rebroadcast?
I don't know. I don't run Premier Radio Network, so I don't know.
Okay. The other question real quick is, are your videos available in Colorado? Anywhere?
My films are available off the website or the toll-free number. I just get them direct from us.
Okay. The one thing I want to talk to you about. Several weeks ago, about 6 weeks ago, I was speaking with a petroleum engineer, and he was telling me that gasoline is a waste byproduct of oil. He said it costs more to produce a quart of oil than it does to produce a gallon of gas. He says what makes him mad is you can go into a store and buy a quart of oil for 79 cents a quart, whereas we're paying exorbitant amounts for gas. Have you ever heard that?
Yes. In fact, my great uncle was a big petroleum engineer, ran one of the biggest refineries in Houston, just retired. It's all a big scam. I mean, they got oil coming out their ears, and it's all about false scarcity.
Well, that was kind of scary to me to hear, and he said if I told anyone, he said, of course, he works in the refinery system, that he, if I said this to anybody, he'd swear I was lying, but he was in, as sincere as he could be.
Well, it's not any secret. I mean, it's, hey, listen, I appreciate the call. Good to hear from you. Let's go ahead and talk to Ann in Texas. Ann, go ahead.
Yes, Alex, two things. The first one, I was thinking that possibly the Statue of Liberty might be the next target.
Oh, that'd be real good for the globalists. They've attacked our liberty. Give us all your freedoms.
Isn't the Statue of Liberty also called Columbia?
Well, it was a French occultist that gave it to us, and it's an Illuminati. It's a hermaphrodite, male-female image of Lucifer, and that's admitted, by the way, folks, if you go read the history of the Statue of Liberty. And I mean, it's you know, it's the sun god with the rays, and it's a male and female, and I mean, it's just a historical fact.
Well, one of the reasons I think this is because it's been closed for repairs, and it's going to be reopened for the public. And you know, while it was closed for repairs, God knows what they could have done if they wanted to. And also, they've had this fund where they've been soliciting money for the Statue of Liberty, which would go into a black hole if anything happened to it.
Yeah, but I don't think we can speculate, though. I mean, they've said that the Sears Tower is one of the main targets of the Al-Qaeda, but at the same time, this is very important, Larry Silverstein, the owner of the World Trade Center complex, just bought the Sears Tower. Thanks for the call, Ann. Interesting point. Steve in Rhode Island. Steve, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for last night. It was, while the rest of America was waking up, I happened to fall asleep while I was listening to it. But I did have something along those lines I wanted to ask you about. With your increasing popularity, especially among young people, what do you think the prospects are of some young, smart high school kid going to Yale and trying to infiltrate Skull and Bones for us?
You mean go and get tapped? You'd have to be part of the royal bloodline to be tapped for Skull and Bones.
Well, do you think that there might be someone who would be able to infiltrate it successfully? And
in 1987, a group of students did break in, did take photos that were confiscated by the police, and then admitted there were Nazi flags, Hitler silverware, skulls, coffins all over the place. Wow. Same thing in Long Island when they went into that Masonic lodge where they blew the guy's head off. And there were guillotines and coffins and black altars.
Wow.
And so people have been inside Skull and Bones. We know what's in there. We know what the death cults do.
All right, well, thanks.
Thank you, Steve. Good to hear from you. Dan, Dave, and others, you're up next. Third hour straight ahead. And I'm going to get into this phony handover of Iraq. It's not a handover. I mean, it's a label. I mean, it's a fraud in plain view. And more on what's happening with the International Space Station and another one of its gyros went out. A lot of interesting news that will jam into the third hour. Please stay with us. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888- 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.